You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
Is comfortability a word?
I believe so, yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
You're comfortable.
Uncomfortability?
I don't know that uncomfortability is a word.
Yeah, you sure?
Well, you know what? You didn't know it was a word, so yes, I'll give you the definition. It's being comfortable.
What do you call a motorcycle you drive when it rains?
It's a motorcycle.
Motorcycle. That's right.
This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
Don't miss the most romantic day of the year. Head to 100 Flowers. Shut up, really.
On 98.7 ESPN.
That's how it is? When does that drop from? 6 months ago? 8 months ago? What are we doing now? There's no statute of limitations? I could have committed a crime back then, and I wouldn't even be able to be held accountable for it. Now you're bringing up drops from 8 months ago?
I'm not sure you... Listen, we're not sure what you do with your personal time. Maybe it did commit a crime.
Statute of limitations is 8 months on a crime now?
Well, I don't know.
That's actually pretty good. It's from February 8th.
Yeah, you know what? It's embarrassing. It just shows you how good I am, that you have to go way back to February to dig up some misstep that I had. Motorcycle.
Eisenhout.
Wasn't even a great one. Jan.
Yes,
this one. Blachowicz. No. Jan Blachowicz. I like that. The self-correction. Don't miss the most romantic day of the year. Head to 100 Flowers. Shut up, really. I don't think that's even that funny.
What do you mean that's not that funny?
Because I stumbled on a word?
Stumbled?
I stumbled on a word.
You almost choked to death on it.
I did not.
Don't miss most romantic day of the year.
Just,
head to 100
because
Flowers.
I'm actually
up, really.
Given reads. Why don't you, how about this? I'll do the reads for the rest of this segment, and then the rest of the hour, you take over. Plus, the Knicks get above 500 and keep their hope of... This is a terribly written tease. That wasn't even on air. Come on, stop
I'm
it.
The talent.
Wasn't even on air. Stevie, you're on the frenzy. I mean, you're on 98.7 ESPN.
All
right, great. Just make fun of me.
All right,
and that's at the end of Steve.
That's the end of Steve.
DPHRO and Rothenberg, presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests on the show appear via the Goodyear hotline. Are we done now?
Nobody had any idea that Magic was going to die.
That's a good one.
Oh, the 3 hours I get to sleep every night, it doesn't even bother me. Because I'm that excited to do the show every
day. What is your all-time, if you had to put a Mount Rushmore of the best thing in your mind that I have said, what would it be? Was it killing Magic?
No, I don't know. There's so many, though. Like, you don't even forget a bracket. You have your own tournament with your drops.
So what, like, that kind of party?
That's my favorite.
That's it?
That or when you sing. That my kind of party, just how you change your voice. That was like the
Open
original.
Open your head above water.
That's good, too.
Really?
Good
what times. I'm able to do with my voice.
Your voice is cracking.
I once played blackjack for 36 straight hours.
Where's the one where we're all human Mophies? Where's that one?
We are human Mophies. Those were huge fat people. There's a lot of drops. I'm not getting a Tesla. I'm not allowed.
And then when you told Carl, I'm going to call you at 11:30 while you're hooked up to your CPAP machine.
Oh, he didn't take that kindly.
No, that was nasty.
I have TJ. I have Nico. More. Use it. That's right.
He didn't take kindly to that at all. I didn't know he actually
aboard.
Used a CPAP machine.
Look at the, you think he wouldn't use a CPAP machine?
I didn't.
Come on.
I don't know anybody that's ever used a CPAP machine.
If anyone should use a CPAP machine, it would be him.
I guess that's a fair point.
I mean, it's a head on shoulders. You got no neck.
I guess that's a fair point. He probably stops breathing like 8 to 12 times during the night.
He probably dies multiple times.
Yes. Where's Chris? He's dead again. Does he have the CPAP machine? He does. He'll be fine. All right, great. His wife, nothing fazes his wife, I'm sure.
Come to the Catskills and sleep in a bed next to Chris Carlin and watch him pass away.
You think he's terrified every time he goes to bed, though?
I don't think now with the CPAP.
No?
No, good, nice little Mantown candle lit CPAP.
Yeah, he's got it going on.
Got to drive his wife crazy, though.
With the CPAP machine?
Oh, must drive her crazy.
I love candles.
That's a noisy machine, right?
I don't know if the new one's as noisy. But just, I mean, probably sweat. It's just the pure mass.
Who do you think is more of a disaster in their home with stories to tell? Me or Carlin?
In their own home, disaster stories. I would probably say Carlin, probably.
Really?
Yeah, he's got a lot of good stories.
Yeah.
I mean, at one point he got slapped in the face waiting on a concession line.
By like a famous musician, right?
No, that was at the bar. The famous musician was at the bar.
Wait, he got slapped in the face on line for food?
For food, yeah. I forget who it was. It was somebody famous, too.
So he's been beaten up and abused by multiple famous people?
Multiple people. And then his college stories, his GPA was like a zero. Yeah, he struggled.
Yeah, no, he's got a lot of stories. I got a lot of stories, though.
No, you got a lot, but you asked me who had more. I would probably say him. I would lean towards him a little bit. No,
all right, good.
No, I hate to say that, though. Because you told, I mean, in studio, you told me some crazy stories. It's close. Some of your early days, like when you were causing trouble working at Dunkin' Donuts, like those are some, you had some good stories with that.
We used to play floor hockey at Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, I heard. I don't understand how you kept your job. It makes no sense to me at all.
Because I was the manager.
You were like the Aaron Boone of Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah. Listen, all I was doing was just keeping my head above water. Just making sure the thing.
Keeping your head above water.
Ryan Hurley, our esteemed program director, says Michael and Don have used a CPAP machine.
Yeah, I think my father-in-law needs one too, man. He's the worst.
Which means I'm clearly not out of this group chat, so that didn't work. Hide alerts. Great.
Yeah, he said it was the drummer from the Spin Doctors, but it turns out it was not the drummer from the Spin Doctors.
Slapped him across
that
the face?
That was at the bar. Yeah, that was at a bar, and then there was at a concession stand. Was it Chris Berman, maybe?
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was Chris Berman.
It was Berman. Slapped him, yeah, right in the face.
Yeah. Could you imagine that?
No.
Your masculinity has been stolen from you. If you get slapped across the face online for food?
You've been neutered.
What can you do?
I will walk up to you and punch you in the mush.
At least that guy, I mean, that guy that said that to you was 6'8", 280.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. He's on hold, by the way.
I better not see you in the street.
You want to hear from Will?
I'll tell you what, though. I mean, hearing some of like the behind-the-scenes Berman stuff, I don't know if I would mess with Berman.
No, Berman's a savage, and he's a big guy. Berman's got to be 6'6", 280.
Yeah, but at that point, I mean, you got to listen. I don't care how big the person is. If you're in concession line, people are watching, and he open-hand slaps you in the face.
Even if you get
beat up, you have to retaliate.
Right.
You have to.
Yeah, bite him. Just start biting him.
Whatever it is.
Right, whatever it is. Let's go to Will in the car. Will, please don't threaten me today, Will.
No, I won't, Dave. Better we piece things up, man.
I know we did.
We're good. Hey,
good.
Hey, listen. I know you mentioned about calling the CPAP machine. I do suffer from sleep apnea. I was telling RJ when I went for my sleep test, you're supposed to sleep overnight, and they check you out and they give you the results the next day. 2 hours in, I set a record for stop breathing apparently at the sleep center, and they sent me home.
How many times did you stop breathing?
I stopped breathing like somewhere near 60 times in about an hour or so.
Well, what do you mean they sent you home? I don't understand.
They sent me home. They said they had enough data. They said I had enough data.
You're on the verge of death, and they're like, you know what? Just go home.
Die
in the comfort of your own.
They gave me the machine the next day.
Yeah, we don't want to be liable here. Well, go home.
Yeah, get out. My poor wife used to wake me up when she wouldn't wake me up when I snored. It's when I stopped snoring because she knew I stopped breathing. But let me tell you, you don't want to be the guy that has sleep apnea and not wear the mask, because you don't want to be the guy who dies because of something stupid like that. It's annoying, I got to tell you, but it is what it is.
You don't want to be the guy that dies. I think that's a fair point.
No, it really
Buster
helps.
Olney.
Buster only sends me a DM.
Does he use a sleep? Does he use a CPAP?
No, he's a skinny guy. He doesn't need the CPAP machine. He see, and of course he blames me, but it was really you. You were pushing for Vermont. Remember? During the Stump Rothenberg.
Oh, I didn't know. I was going by like
I didn't know either.
Population
but
sizes.
Now you've angered Buster Olney. He says, as someone who grew up in Vermont, the fact that you guessed Vermont on that trivia was a really, really bad miss. Montpelier, 21st in population. Are you kidding? You are the Laz Diaz of trivia today.
Wow.
Yeah.
That right there is hurtful.
Very hurtful.
Because Laz Diaz had a bad night.
They scored 7 runs because of his misstep last night.
I still don't know if it was a strike, though.
Oh, come on. It was right there.
It looked like it went around the plate. At first glance, it looked like it went around the plate.
How about the one in the Dodgers game in the fourth inning, where it's clearly, clearly in the lower corner of the box, and it would have been the second out of the inning, and the Braves go on to
Yeah, but I blame the catcher on that one. I blame the catcher on that
one. But it's a strike!
Yeah, but that's an over. Like, I understand framing, but that was too much. Like, he ripped it from down and in to, like, middle of the plate. You got to be better than that. And by the way, you can blame the strike call. Hunter Renfroe in that spot, the ball can't go over his head.
No, that's a bad
it
job.
It can't.
For him.
And first of all, and he turned the wrong way. I mean, Carlos Correa hitting the ball to the opposite field. The ball's going to start tailing towards the towards right field, and he turned the wrong way.
How big was that home run from Bellinger yesterday?
Oh, it was humongous.
I mean, that changes the entire series. Right, they're on the verge of being done. They're down 3-0.
Yeah.
That series is over. Right now, who would you bet on? Dodgers or Braves to win that series?
Well, especially because of what happened last season. I mean, don't forget last season, too. The Braves had
3-1 Braves. Yeah. They've done an amazing job, by the way.
And of course, it was Mookie Betts, too. That's the thing with the Yankees, man. They spend enough money. It's spend the money on the right players.
That's right, because these other teams have these athletic guys, and the Yankees just don't have them.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know anybody that doesn't like the show Friends?
Probably.
Do you know anybody? You right off the top of your head, you know people who don't like Friends.
I feel like I do. I can't pinpoint
Edson
who it is.
Edson Arantes de Nascimento.
No, I think he likes it.
That's Pele.
The reason why I'm saying this is because I watched the special on the Cassie, and I watched the special on it, and I think we spoke to somebody that said that we
doesn't
watched
like
it,
Friends,
and they weren't into it.
It's such an easy show to like.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. I liked it.
I mean, it's funny. Chandler's great. It's easy on the eyes. Like, it's just a good show.
Jennifer Aniston back then. Holy.
Oh my dear
goodness.
They
kept the set nice and cold, which was great.
Yeah, I'm sure you were a big fan
of that.
I didn't
realize there was that much sexual tension between her and Ross in real life.
Yeah, apparently they had a big thing for each other.
And they never hooked up. Stop it, please. I don't buy that for a second.
Yeah, I'm sure that they did. That's
of course
wonderful.
They did.
The hijinks on that set.
Could you imagine?
You are slurping on it.
And I'm bad, and I'm the one that gets
what
yelled
at. What did I do?
So how about we do this? How about I say all the nasty things I want to say after the show when we record them, and then we can use them as drops?
Now you're thinking.
That's the way to go about it.
So that's the key. All right.
There you go. Now it's only taking you 8 years to finally put your finger on it.
Not to correct you, but I'm pretty sure he said that in show.
Yeah, I said it.
No,
in
Dave
show.
Did.
Right.
Yeah, but now it's a drop, and we can just play whenever we want.
That's right.
Rex swears in the show. Wait, Don. I mean, he washed his mouth out with soap the other day.
Did you ever have that done? I had that done one time.
No, never.
Terrible.
I used to get hit with a wooden spoon. And then one time she hit me with the metal spoon, and she cut my finger.
A metal spoon?
Oh, she smashed me with the metal spoon.
Where?
Right in the hand.
Oh,
cut my finger.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That's
abusive.
Mickey Rourke? Ooh, she gets nasty. Ooh. Trapzilla?
Ooh.
I don't mess with her.
Now, here's your shot. Not you. You can't win. But your shot, you out there in Radio Land, to qualify for the Week 7 Pigskin Payout. It's your chance to play in the 98.7 ESPN Sportsbook and win $250 or up to $1,000 for correctly picking the Jets and the New England Patriots game. Be the first caller right now, 888-987-ESPN, to qualify. We'll be selecting our winners this Friday, so keep it locked into DiPietro and Rothenberg and the Michael K. Show for your pigskin payout. And DiPietro Rothenberg also, as always, presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests on the show appear via the Goodyear hotline. 1-800-919-3776. Let's go to George in Baltimore. George wants to talk Yankees. Aaron Boone, he's back. George, you're next up on 98.7
ESPN. Hey, good morning, Dave, guys. Hey, it's good to speak to you this morning. Thanks for taking the call. And you had me laughing because you talked about, you know, about having, you know, getting hit with the wooden spoon and everything. My grandmother used to put lava in my mouth if I swore, you know.
Put what in your mouth?
Imagine having lava in your mouth.
Lava?
Yeah, the soap lava. That was
terrible. Oh, all right. I thought you meant like the stuff from the volcano, which is
yeah, you don't
hot.
Mess with Nana.
No.
Nana will straighten you out.
I had that one time. Nana, I went to the grocery store with my mother, and I was probably like 7 or 8, and I don't know why. I cursed. And she brought me home and washed my mouth out with soap.
Ugh.
Ugh.
Yeah. I used to get hit with a wooden spoon.
Ugh.
Yeah, you had a good mother, a good though. Drop. She was good people, yeah. Yeah, getting over to Boone, it's like, you know, I'm not like this big anti-Boone, anti-Cashman guy, but for Pete's sake, I mean, let's go back to two issues. The Tampa game on Friday night in the last series, when he sticks, you got to manage to the situation. I'm not anti-analytical either, but I believe that analytics should be a tool and not the rule. And you have to manage with your eyes. So here we are. It's a Friday night. The Yankees could clinch the playoffs and possibly get home field by just winning one more game after that, which they wound up doing, right?
And they went with Abreu?
The Yankees, yeah. And he brings in Herman. At the end of the game, he leaves Herman in too much. You know, at the end of that game, too much Herman. And then how do you go up to Fenway Park with that lineup? Dave, I want you to get my lineup right now, and you tell me if you like my lineup better than the analytics department for the wild card game, using the same names. We're leading off with Gardner. Judge is batting second. Rizzo's batting third. Stanton's batting fourth. Torres is batting fifth. Gallo's batting sixth. Urshela is batting seventh. Velasquez is batting eighth. And Higashioka is batting ninth. And as soon as Cola's out of the game, Sanchez is in the game. I mean, how hard is that? How do you bat Joey Gallo fourth? And that's my issues with Boone. Not that he's a bad manager, but you've got to manage to the situation and make some changes,
George,
to that lineup, man.
But George, let me ask you a question, because you sound like a really smart baseball fan. I mean, do you think that it was Aaron Boone's lineup?
No, it's analytical. But the deal is, he should be able to be able to change it, Dave. I mean, where have we come this far in baseball? I mean, and I love you because you're a great Yankee Giant fan, and you know, I know how much how passionate you are too.
Well, hang on, George. We first of all, Rick is the one that made the point before. Second of all, we both detest the Yankees.
You detest the Yankees? I thought you were a Yankee guy.
No, oh my God, no, George.
In his private
you're
time,
Mets?
He is. No, in his private
Mets.
Time,
you're
he is, George.
Oh my goodness! I know you're Giants. You bleed Giant blue. I know that. Usually, when it's Giants, it's Yankees too. I'm sorry.
I know, but
I'm
not.
Sorry,
I don't know
Rick,
how you. Could,
know
I, honestly, I don't know. I'm at a loss how you could have listened to me for, it sounds like, for a long time and think I'm a Giants Yankees fan.
I don't know how I did it either.
Messages.
But you know, I am 67. I am 67 years old, Dave. So I'm sorry. I don't have Alzheimer's. I have sometimes. You know.
Very
this
nice
is what
story.
Dave does, though. He picks on the elderly. He's a bad guy. That's fine,
Nicole.
George.
How are you?
Dave sends mixed messages. Sometimes I wonder if he's a Yankees fan myself.
Corey Davis, baby. Corey Davis.
Nate Solder. Matt Peart.
Stop. What are we gonna, who can hurt the other one more?
Yeah.
All right. Elijah Moore.
I used to get hit with a wooden spoon.
Elijah Moore, offensive rookie of the year.
Oh. A.J. Brown's going to be broke, giving away all these game checks.
Yeah. You're going to have nothing left. All right, let's take a quick break, shall we? We'll come back.
But Dave, to his point, though, isn't that what makes this such a difficult conversation, though? Like, I don't believe it was Aaron Boone's lineup that he went to Boston with. That's not his doing.
I'm sure it's not. Listen, I think Aaron Boone is fine.
He's not going to get rid of Brian Cashman, nothing's going to change anyway. He's going to hire. Who got fired? I mean, why was Phil Nevin fired? Because he pushed back. That's not what they want.
Because he doesn't believe in the sole analytics way. And you know what? For my money, I think he's right.
No, I think he's right too. I absolutely think he's right. They've gone way too far in that direction. But I think they realized that at the deadline, that things need to change.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN. Beyond New York.
And we love basketball. We're gonna take it
off. I love this song. DPHR Rothenberg with you, 98.70 ESPN. Oh, I can't wait for tonight. This gives me all the feels. Evan Fournier, Kemba Walker, Quickly, Mitchell Robinson, RJ Barrett, Randall. They should be a good team this year.
As excited as you are right now.
Yes.
Having listened to the K Show, which I do every day, they had Kemba on. And they asked him a question, expecting typical, professional athlete garbage where they just tell you what you something bland. They asked them, how important is this game? Not only is it, it's you're back in New York, but you're playing against
your former team. Yep.
I mean, can you imagine how amped up he is for this game?
I'm sure he's very excited.
I don't know how you sleep. I wouldn't be able to pregame nap knowing this. Oh.
So what'd he say?
He said, no, this is important. I mean, I love my time at Boston, but this is a team that gave up on me, and it's my first game here as a
with
Knick
the Knicks. Think of what this has for him. Home opener, New York kid, back in New York, playing for the Knicks against the Celtics. You couldn't script a more enticing game for Kemba Walker.
No, you couldn't. And he was the best, too. He's like, I just want people to know. Well, because Kay asked him about tickets. He's like, I'm sure you're getting a lot of tickets tonight. He's like, yeah, tonight. But just so people know, I only get 4 tickets. I repeat, I only get 4 tickets for home games. Because that's the hard part, playing where you're from.
He might have to buy some tickets.
No, he's not buying tickets.
Well, he might have to.
He's going with the 4. Smart.
That's it?
You got to trim the fat, though. You can't be giving.
Yeah, but you have more than 4 people that you'd want to get tickets for, I'd imagine.
No, probably not.
Now, does everybody get 4?
I don't know.
Like
how
Mitchell Robinson, like Thibodeau, the assistant coach, yeah, everybody gets 4.
Probably.
I mean, so you're probably Kemba Walker, and you turn to the other guys. You're like, listen, you don't need 4. Can I get some extras?
Oh yeah, that's what you do. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, you ask you guys. We used to get 2, and then you would if you were going.
Did you have to buy them when you were on the Islanders?
No, we actually got 2.
Here's a coupon. We'll give you 10% off the tickets.
Here's a raffle ticket.
And a stipend for a hot dog at half price. Progressive Insurance, proud to support veterans with its annual Keys to Progress vehicle giveaway program. Now celebrating 9 years of donating vehicles, helping veterans in need. Learn more at keystoprogress.com. By the way, Aaron Boone, Yankees manager on KJM at 9:10, also on the Michael Kay Show at 3:30. So every show but ours, Aaron Boone will be on today on the station.
Yeah, which makes zero sense. I don't.
Yeah, I actually put the ask in, and he replied that he doesn't care for you.
Me or Rick or
no,
both?
No, you.
No, me? He really likes me.
Yeah.
See, that's not true. When Aaron Boone was at ESPN, we were very friendly.
Well, what happened between then and now?
Maybe it's my disdain for the Yankees.
You know what? I don't know.
I'm offended that Buster only DMs you. Like, why can't? I don't understand why we can't exchange numbers and Buster texts you.
Hang on. And I'm not kidding. I have a DM from Buster.
No, I know. I'm the baseball guy, though.
No, stop it. He looks at me. He knows what's going on. He says, look for the Yankees to make a huge play and land Corey Seager.
And eventually move him over to third?
Here's what I don't know. Am I allowed to read the things he's sending me in DM? Probably not.
Well, that's what he's sending to me. He's like, when I send, you have to go through it.
Well, I'm going through it, but he's saying
doesn't read all my text messages.
I shouldn't say on air, and I don't want to betray a trust.
Well, no, I think he's texting you stuff like that that's relevant to the Yankees to make the point.
Well, the Seager stuff, yes, but then he goes on with other stuff, and I don't want to be, because I don't want to lose Buster as a dear friend, so I don't think I can just bring it right on air.
Well, at that point, you have to use your judgment, right? Like, if you think it's something that he doesn't want said, then don't say it. Like,
well,
Kay has a governor on him where he's like, okay, this is too much for the radio. Some of the things that I text him.
You and Kay, the relationship continues to just
It's a beautiful relationship.
Flummox.
You're jealous of it.
Flummox
you're almost
everyone.
At that level. Listen, if you just keep your mouth shut, you're almost at that level.
Me?
Yeah, you're closing in on it.
Way higher than Kay.
That's the top of the mound, man.
Embarrassing. Jay in Jersey. Jay, you're next up on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, Dave, Rick, what's going on, guys? Love the show.
What's up, Jay?
Very passionate Knicks fan, super excited. I'm here for the Wednesday morning Knicks hype. And I want your guys' projections for win totals. I'm hovering around 45 to 47 wins. And I get the people that think the Knicks are going to take a step back because we overachieved last year and the East only got better. But I'm saying when you have guys like Obi Toppin, if he could take a jump, if RJ could take a small jump, Julius can be himself. You bring in the offense with Kemba and Fournier. You take a small step back on defense, but you get guys like Mitchell Robinson back, and you have the rookies. I'm very excited.
I think you should be excited.
Yeah, I would be interested what that differential is, right? Like what you lose defensively, how does it match up to what you gain offensively with Kemba Walker? What he's going to bring scoring-wise and how much better he's going to make somebody like, you know, it
yeah,
takes
he's a facilitator. He can break down the defense, but you're right. I mean, defensively, he's a liability.
But you got to imagine, though, too. I mean, if Mitch stays healthy, he's not wrong about Obi. I expect RJ to take another step, quickly more comfortable off the ball with Derrick Rose. The fact that you got now Kemba and Derrick Rose, so you take advantage of having that second unit, which was a huge advantage for us last year. I don't know, man. I have a hard time believing this team is just going to be a 500 team. I really do.
So here's what you do then. Go to Connecticut, where it's now legal. Go to Jersey, where it's been legal, and make a tremendous wager on the Knicks over 42.5.
I don't know what's more head-scratching. The fact that visiting players can come into Madison Square Garden in the Barclays Center and play unvaccinated, or that we still can't make bets here in New York. With all the money that New Jersey's making.
Legal gambling not allowed in New York.
With all the money that New Jersey's making, I don't know, like, what are we doing?
Connecticut just instituted it like days ago, too.
Does it make sense? Because it makes perfect sense. Do you see the amount of money New Jersey is making?
Yeah, of course. You see they had over $1 billion gambled last month?
Yeah. I mean, this is...
We'll get there.
I don't understand.
New York will get there. And that's Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract and no compromise. When you woke up this morning, were you thinking to yourself, God, I hope to God we make NBA predictions today on the show?
Yeah, I mean, it was, I actually woke up at like, you know, 1:15-ish, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to go downstairs right now and forget the extra, you know, 45 minutes.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go downstairs and just start jotting down NBA predictions because
it's
my favorite thing to do is make predictions.
That I know you love it. We'll revisit the Major League Baseball predictions after the season is over. And now, at 7:45 on the Wednesday, it is time for our NBA predictions.
So I have concerns about participation level here, but we're going to move forward anyways.
You know what he's going to do? He talks tough. I'm not going to do it. I won't do it. I won't answer. And then all of a sudden, boom.
This is a guy that takes copious notes during games he watches. I have no doubt he'll do this. He won't enjoy it, but I think he'll participate.
At this point, I don't care about that man.
He's going to do it.
All right. So this is quick. We're going to go through the NBA season. We're going to revisit these as we go along.
Mm-hmm.
Gentlemen, and I'm going to start with Dave, where will the Nets finish in the East?
Now, you're looking just for a seeding for the postseason, right?
Just a seeding.
I will say the Nets are the 2 seed in the Eastern Conference. The 2 seed.
What do you have winning? This isn't on the record. I'm just curious.
The Milwaukee Bucks.
All right. And Rick, where do you have the Nets finishing?
Where do I have the Nets finishing in the East? Probably somewhere behind the New York Knickerbockers. Because you know me and I love the Knicks.
I'm done.
This is such a stupid prediction, though.
Oh, here
I don't
we
know
go.
How seriously here take
we go.
The regular
here
season.
We go. It only took one question in for him to completely revolt on the NBA prediction.
Yep, this was
segment.
My concern.
Yep.
From what I saw last night, it's going to take them a minute to figure this thing out. I did not like the effort level last night in a game they should have been amped up for. I will say the Brooklyn Nets finish.
You just said
they finished third in the East.
He did. Quick, RJ, huh?
Third place in the East.
Okay.
All right. How about the Knicks? Same question, Dave.
I think the Knicks, when it's all said and done, are the 6th seed in the Eastern Conference.
Oh, so they just dodged the play-in tournament.
The 6th seed of the Eastern Conference, yeah.
All right. And Rick?
So what are you yelling at me about saying that they're going to be better than 500? You're picking them to finish 6th.
What are you talking about?
You're like, oh, what do you mean? It's... I'm trying to explain to you, and you're pretending like you didn't believe the same thing, and now you got him 6th.
6 is good.
No, I know. I know 6th is good.
But 6 could be a 43-win team.
you just told me that the East was going to be so much better. Do you think the sixth seed is going to be a 43-win team?
43, 45? Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if the Knicks were a 42-win team. I think it's crazy.
So you think the bottom of the play-in tournament, that those 7 through 10 seeds, you think the 10 seed is going to be like a 30, like,
yeah, 37, 37 and 45 for the 10 seed, absolutely. It always is.
That's pretty
They're
good
terrible
math.
Teams.
It's good math by you on the fly.
Yeah, very smart.
All right, I'll put them... Oh, my God, this is so painful.
I love this. We should do this more just for the reaction it gets.
Because they're right there. I mean, I don't think you're wrong. I think they're right there. It's 6 or 7.
So what are you jumping down my throat for when I say 6?
No, because I thought you would have my back when I started talking about the Knicks earlier, and you made it sound like you didn't believe what I was saying.
I just don't think this is a slam dunk, like, 48-win team. Like, you think 42.5 is just, oh, my God, how is that possible?
What's a 500 team? I mean, they had 41 wins last year in a 72-game season.
And could they have possibly done better last year than they did in the regular season?
I think guys could have played better, yeah. I mean, they've only added to the team. And they don't take nights off. I don't want them to be in the play-in tournament. This is strictly out of Knicks fandom. I'll agree with Dave. Somewhere around the 6. I'll say 6.
New York, I say here. 6.
All right.
You
Matt.
Scold me, and then you go 6.
Well, he can disagree on the win total, though.
I scolded you because you made me feel like a jerk for saying that I couldn't imagine them being 500. And you picked them to be better than 500.
Yeah, I think
so. We should make a bet on them then. We should bet the over then.
Let's bet big. Let's pool money together as a show and bet big, big money on the Knicks to go over 42 and a half.
RJ, take the gift that Rosenberg sent you and let's use that to bet.
Hang on, RJ. Did you get the present?
I did not.
Really? What a shock that happened.
I do it for the love.
But I believe it's out there.
No, you don't.
If you want to hear the Knicks tonight, that's right here on the station all season long. The Knicks and the Celtics. 7 o'clock coverage, 7:30 opening tip.
New York, we're here.
What other questions do you have today for free?
So who's in the Eastern Conference Finals, Dave?
The Eastern Conference Finals? I'm going Milwaukee. Listen, I'm not going out on a limb here, but I got to tell you what I think is going to happen. Milwaukee, Brooklyn, Eastern Conference Finals. All
right. Bucks. Nuts.
Yeah, I concur. I don't disagree.
All right.
You dig.
I do dig. How about the West?
What are you looking for specifically here?
Please tell me who's in the Western Conference Finals.
Oh, here we go. Oh, here we go.
What?
I'll go first. I got the LA Lakers.
Go ahead.
I got the LA Lakers going up against the Golden State Warriors.
Wow.
Matchup of last night.
Are you a smart guy?
Spicy.
Spicy.
Spicy. All right. I will go Denver and the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals.
So you both agree on the Lakers. And LeBron James is back to number 6, by the way. We're at number 6.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
All right. So, Dave, you have the Bucks and the Nets, the Nuggets and the Lakers. Who's in the NBA Finals?
I question whether he has Nuggets or not. It's a question.
No, I question nothing. Beautiful Nuggets. Where do I go? What was the question, RJ? I'm sorry. I'm
who's in the finals?
The finals.
He's got Nuggets on the mind.
Beautiful Nuggets. I will say the Milwaukee Bucks take on the Lakers of Los Angeles.
But I think everybody at this point is tired.
Bucks, Lakers, no Nets.
No Nets.
No Nets. Rick?
Nope.
I'm giving the people exactly what they want. What I want, what Dave secretly wants. I'm going to give you the Lakers against the Nets.
I didn't say that I am
in the NBA Finals.
I didn't say I didn't want it. I'm giving a prediction of what, in fact, will happen.
Dave didn't want it.
I give the people what they want.
All right.
Beautiful, beautiful Nuggets.
Well, the Nuggets are out in your permutation. So you have the Bucks and the Lakers. Who wins it all?
I'm going to go with the Lakers. I think they win it all.
Right.
I think they figure it out. I think they make the Westbrook thing work. They'll probably add some guys as the season goes along. And I say LeBron and the Lakers win it.
Already some words of encouragement for Russell Westbrook. They were not good when he was on the floor.
Oh, he was brutal last night.
They were not good.
Oh.
All right, Rick. Nets and Lakers for you. Who wins it all?
I'm not going to agree with Dave. I'm not.
Going Nets.
As much as I'd like to. I'm going to go with the Brooklyn Nets.
All right. And finally, who is the league's most valuable player this season?
Most valuable player
the
21-22 NBA season goes to number 77, Luka Doncic.
You the real MVP.
Terrible
Luka Doncic.
Terrible pick.
What do you
awful,
mean terrible?
Horrendous.
You're embarrassing. How is it a terrible pick?
Because I feel like I feel like saying it's a terrible pick to make you upset. I'm gonna go with somebody that wears just a single seven. I'm gonna go with Kevin Durant.
All right.
Kate, who are you? Why do I gotta talk to you?
You don't have to talk to me. So, quick recap. Dave, Nets finished second. Rick has him third. Knicks sixth for both of you in the East. Dave in the Eastern Conference has the Bucks and Nets. Rick has the Bucks and Nets as well. In the West, Lakers and Warriors for Rick. Nuggets and Lakers for Dave. In the finals, Dave has the Bucks and Lakers. Rick has the Nets and Lakers. Rick has the Nets winning it all. The Lakers for Dave. Luka wins MVP for Dave. And KD for Rick.
I'm done.
I like my picks.
I would hope
KD
so. You just made
him. A stud.
Yeah,
so was
great.
Luka, though. No, it's a good pick. Luka's a good pick.
No, you just poo-pooed my Luka Doncic pick.
Oh, I just felt like just in fun. Just
how you watching the Knicks tonight? Like
on
is there
television?
Pizza? Stop. Is there pizza? Like, what are we doing? Is there special foods?
No.
Is there, like, you stay up for the whole game? Is this a wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and watch it? What do
no,
you
doing?
How are you
for
consuming
this?
The Knicks?
No, home opener. I'm up.
The whole way through?
Whole way through.
The only thing I can hope is that we get, like, 7 overtimes tonight.
Why do you want to punish yourself?
Because I want to punish you, and I want to punish the Knicks producer, Ray Santiago. That's what I want.
This is the second straight week you've actively tried to kill Ray Santiago.
No.
You said you wouldn't be upset if his plane went down
on
the way back to Dallas because he would deserve it.
That's not what I said.
You said if his plane went down, he would have deserved it.
I did not.
So you wanted me to get hit by a truck this week?
I did not say I would not be upset if the plane went down. RJ, confirm that I did not say that.
He did not say that.
I did not say that.
Semantics, though.
It's not semantics. That'd be and you know what? It's not true. If his plane went down, I would be very upset.
I fully expect the show to now be subpoenaed and us have to hand this over.
No, I'd be very upset. I'd probably be heartbroken if something like that happened.
I don't believe you.
Probably.
I do not believe you.
what I said was the way he's acting, it would serve him right. If the plane would go down.
I don't see a difference.
It's
the same thing.
I don't see a difference.
It's not the same thing at all.
Now you want 7, 8, 9 overtimes. Yeah, IYA beat him the other day, which was nasty.
That's not even the worst thing he said.
I think he's a bad guy. I think he's a bad guy. All I'll say is get me out of the group chat, please. Just take me out of this, and all of a sudden things will be sunshine and roses.
Why would I put you out of the group chat when it's just more mounting evidence of what a bad guy you are?
Bad guy. Just wait. I can't wait for the Cowboys to lose. I can't wait. And I was good yesterday. Another guy gets a DWI. I say nothing about it on the Twitter. Not a word. Not a word.
That's because you lost two players yesterday. That's why you kept your
mouth
shut.
That's the only reason.
I can't take it anymore. I'm going to have a nervous breakdown right live on the air. We should get me a therapist on the air.
No.
Yes.
No, we should get you. We should have the nervous breakdown on the air. We don't need a therapist.
We should get
me the
therapist.
There's enough dead air with Stump Rothenberg. We don't need more.
No. Ask questions about my childhood.
Nobody needs to know about that childhood. I've heard some of the stories.
Beautiful
Nobody.
Childhood. Played in the leaves all the time. What a childhood.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
All right, Santi, let's see if you can. You're tired or you can actually come up with three stars of the day.
Today's three stars.
I can tell you that today is fine. Probably check back tomorrow and we have a problem.
Number three.
Anyway, I was trying to have a theme of friendship for the show today. You were listening to the rejoins, and despite how horrible of a person you are to me, both in the group chat and outside of it, I do consider myself your friend, and I do hope that you feel the same way about me, Dave.
I do. I don't know how that's a star, but I absolutely
that
do.
That was very nice.
I do.
Number two.
You.
We keep talking about vocabulary on this show, and we tried to figure out if comfortability was a word. We checked dictionary.com. When I put that in, it gave me comfortableness, which sounds like less of a word, but this is what dictionary.com says. Nothing on Merriam-Webster, so we got to go with that.
Number one.
And number one, listen, I admit it again, Price is Right continues to beat me down. And, I think the rules are stupid, but it is what it is. I don't know how to play, and I'm going to keep making myself a fool of myself on this front. So
I think the best thing is you're admitting you have a problem. Sit down and watch an episode of The Price is Right so at least you can understand when we play on the show. All right, enjoy the Knicks, 7 o'clock tonight on 98.7. Aaron Boone at 9:10 on KJM, and then 3:30 on the K Show, and it's Rule 76.
No excuses, playing a champion. It's DPH Rothenberg, and
go New York, go New York, go!
On 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.